Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
5-5. Has to deal with first and the pitch. A swing and a fly ball. Left center field and deep. Back it goes. Deep it goes. Twins win. Twins win. The Minnesota Twins win it. 7-5 the final as Chapman walks away from the mound, head down, as the Twins crushed Chapman tonight to win game three.
Finally, a ray of hope. Nelson, if you missed it late last night and you'd given up on the Twins, you missed a good one. Josh Donaldson, Nelson Cruz homer late to beat the New York Yankees and salvage a win in the series. Joining us on the Schiff Real Estate Hotline, Terry Steinbach, who's seen a lot of ebb and flow in Major League Baseball over the years. Terry, thank you for joining us. You're going up north to do a little fishing, right?
We are, Maxie. We're going to relax a little bit. We got 12 of us that go up every year, and this is our weekend, so we're all packed up heading north.
No stories are going to be told around the campfire, right?
We're all sworn to secrecy, Maxie. You're from that area. You know how that goes, right? What happens at the campfire?
Oh, there ain't nothing better than sitting around with the boys and telling some stories and having some fun. I envy you. What happened last night? What does that do for a team, or is it only as good as your next game?
You know what? It's a booster. You know, there's no question about it. I mean, when you can beat one of the best closers in the game, and when you can, you know, when Minnesota can beat the Yankees anytime, you know, it's a morale booster. But, you know, the hole that the Twins are in right now, Maxie, they just got to, and this is the biggest cliche in the game, but, you know, you got to really just go out there and play one game at a time, one series, and see what happens. You know, they got a big hole that they got to climb out of, but you just play the game the way the game's supposed to be played and let the chips fall where they may.
You know, we saw it earlier this series, of course, Josh Donaldson and Gerrit Cole and defacing a baseball. What's your take on that? What do you know about that, this idea of substances and taking the place of, you know, they say this is just another way of cheating, et cetera. How did you read that?
I'm really confused by the whole thing, because you watch pitchers when they're getting ready to warm up in the bullpen, the first thing they do is they go to the ball bag, and it's known that pitchers will put a little pine tar on the top of their hand, you know, for sweat and stuff like that, and nothing's ever been done. And now all of a sudden, because of spin rate and accusations and poor averages and stuff like that, now there seems to be more made of it. You know, back in the day, Mikey, you know, scuffing the ball. I mean, we faced Nolan Ryan in Oakland the year he threw a no-hitter against us, and we sent 10 to 12 balls to the commissioner that all had, you know, coincidentally a scuff on the exact same place, all 12 balls. But nothing usually gets done. So, if anything, I just think it's making more people aware. Whether MLB steps up, you know, and actually does anything, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
Is Josh Donaldson the kind of guy that needs to be the guy that steps up, because he's a proven player in a situation like that?
He is. It's never a good.
Nobody. It's hard to win in that situation, right?
Well, right. Look what happened. He strikes out twice against Cole, and now Cole goes, "See, you know, I'm not cheating. Look, you know, you're just not hitting very well." So yeah, it's never a good time, but I think players always know what's going on. I mean, whether it's whether it was a steroid era, whether it's fat corking, whether it's sign stealing, players know. And I think eventually, if it gets out of hand, then I think the players will say something, and then either ownership, MLB, the organizations themselves will step up and say, "Hey, boys, you know it's getting a little carried away here. Hey, let's tone it down a bit."
Byron Buxton hit two home runs and almost a third for the St. Paul Saints. Obviously, you and I have had this conversation before, as have many others. This kid, I don't want to say kid anymore, stays healthy, and who knows what we got. How do you read him, and what can he do for this team?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, you know, what he was doing this year with home runs, with batting average, even his base stealing, you know, he's stepping up. He's a catalyst player for the Twins. There's no question about that. And you just see him getting better and better every year. Now we go to the big point. How do we keep that guy on the field? He, you know, if it's not running into walls, then it's stretching a hip flexor or tweaking a hamstring or something. You know, his big goal is to try to get as many games on the field as he can. And maybe management has to step up and just say, hey, this is a guy that, you know, he's got, we're going to play him 140 games. That's what we feel he can play and stay healthy. If we go 150, he gets hurt. If we go 160, he gets hurt. So maybe we're going to tone that down a little bit and try to find that formula where he can get more games on the field than he has in the past.
You know, part of it, Terry, is that they've got the easy injured list now compared to the way it used to be, and that you only have to designate someone for a week, and so you're more prone to do that to make sure people are healthy. But my gosh, there's a ton of injuries with the Twins and beyond. Do you think that becomes a mindset where you're quick to put guys on the IL because that you can do it for just 7 days? And do you think that, you know, in your era and others, you were more prone to just play through things because you didn't know any different?
I think it's a combination, Mike. I think you hit the nail on the head. When you have a 7-day DL as compared to a 15, it's easier to put a guy on 7 days, bring up another guy to keep your team strong. You know what I mean? I think another thing that comes into play is the agents and the money in the game, that players, if they feel a twinge, a tweak, you know, something, I think they're more apt to say, hey, I better take 7 days here just to make sure. Where, again, as you mentioned in the past, if you only had a 15-day DL, I mean, that's half a month. You know, you go on that DL, then, you know, a little bit of rehab, and you could miss 15 to 20, 21 days.
Yeah.
And back in our era, you know, Wally Pipp, man, all of a sudden the guy who took your spot hitting 350, and you might not make it back again.
Yeah, a lot at stake. Hey, bring us back some walleye, and no embellishing on stories tonight, okay?
No, we're going to bring some back. We're having a great time. The weather's going to be good, but more importantly, it's the camaraderie and the friendships that we have up there.
Absolutely. Terry, thank you so much. Always enjoy it.
You bet, Maxie. Take care. Talk to you soon.
You bet. One of the best in business, Terry Steinbach. And a wealth of knowledge when it pertains to Major League Baseball, and common sense knowledge, just as important. On the other side, speaking of fishing, there's a great big tournament going up on this weekend, and it's a high school tournament. You say, what? I didn't know there was high school fishing. You're about to learn about it on the other side. Mike Max, the morning news on News Talk 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.